podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Another episode of World Cup Fracker. Episode 4, Tobes?
Yeah, episode 4, yeah.
Exactly. Those were the dulcet tones of Tobes.
Tapping Tobes
to his friends. Again, you're joined today by myself, Mariah. This is the second podcast we're doing alongside the Amazon AMP app. So the listeners who are listening in America, it's going to be 1 p.m. Pacific time
and 4 p.m. East Coast time.
4 p.m. East Coast
time.
We've
got it locked down now. Yeah.
found out that the live music feature is still in flux, so you may only get me doing my a cappella thing on today's pod. If you're listening to us for the first time, make sure you follow at Touchline Fracker on Twitter, at Touchline Fracker on Instagram, at Touchline Fracker on YouTube, and if you're listening on AMP, follow at Touchline Fracker. It's day 4 of the World Cup, Tobes. The first day with 4 games, so we got a lot to get through.
Yesterday we had 4 games, no?
Did we? I thought we had 3.
We had 10 a.m, 1 p.m.
Sorry. Yeah. I kind of that messy loss. I kind of cleared.
It came so early in the day that it just like scrambled the rest of the day, innit?
I kind of cleared that from my memory. So the second day of us having 4 games, should we be polite gentlemen, and should we start with the earliest game and work our way through today?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Let's start with it was Croatia versus Morocco, wasn't
Morocco
it?
Morocco versus Croatia, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. On the left hand side you got Morocco, Africa's darlings, I guess, or one of Africa's darlings. You've got the likes of Hakimi of PSG, you've got Ziyech, who before he came to Chelsea was a player that people had a lot of time for. And then on the other side you've got Croatia, who've got to be surely one of the oldest teams in this tournament.
Bro. Tired.
They've been running this same lineup since 2008,
mate. The pensioners, man. there's so many. Well, there's a couple, like, because Croatia are typically like your dark horses, so to speak, in some of these tournaments. You saw them at the Euro 2016. You saw them at World Cup 2018. But Croatia now are basically playing the same lineup they played in the 2014 World Cup. And it's 2022.
In 2018, they told me it was Modric's last World Cup.
Bro, it's nuts, man. It's nuts. And listen, I've seen it firsthand with someone like Ivan Perisic as well, man. Who's actually done okay for Spurs.
Has he?
No, he's done okay in terms of the stats, but in terms of his in-game performances, his in-game dynamism, like, you can clearly see that it's not to the same standard we've become accustomed to, because simply the wear and tear is getting to him. These players are getting on. They're getting on, man. It's a shame to say, man.
Let me just quickly whiz through the lineup. So I start with Croatia. So they have, apologies if my pronunciation isn't exactly to your liking, listeners. they've got Novakovic in goal, Perisic, Lovren, Kovacic, Kramaric, Modric, Brozovic, Lazic, Sosa, the highly rated Gvardiol and Juranovic. See, that lineup is in alphabetical order, not where they were starting on the pitch. And for Morocco, we had Bonu in goal, Hakimi, Mazraoui, Amrabat, Aguerd, Saïss, Ziyech, Unahi, Amala. My Nigerians will get Amala. That one. Boufal and En-Nesyri.
You've actually got a decent team, you know.
They have.
Yeah.
They have. They're really solid side. And I think it showed today. Croatia, while they've had that quality midfield for ages, what for me has always lacked is, yeah, they had Mandzukic, who was, you know, rough and tumble striker. But I've always felt they've never had the quality striker to quite match the midfield behind them. And I think, again, it showed in today's game. Today, got in and around Morocco's box and they got to some sort of dangerous areas. But they didn't really have that kind of quality that you need in the final third to really get the goal. And I think we mentioned in the first World Cup track on Sunday that this was going to be a low scoring World Cup, and I think we've seen fluctuations from game to game. But today neither team seemed to really have that kind of cutting edge to really get that goal. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I feel like Croatia are coming into this World Cup, and like we said, their tools are a bit blunt. But when you look at Morocco as well, they're not exactly blessed with any quality, are they? I mean, Ziyech is the one that's meant to be carrying the mantle, but
forget about him, man.
Listen, we know that he's even had issues. I'm even shocked that he's in the squad for.
They took him out for what was it? AFCON.
Yeah. He's been beefing. He's been beefing with the FA and his manager. So I'm even shocked to see him in the team. But when I look at that team, they've obviously got the quality in Hakimi. But on the left,
he was causing Croatia some pace.
Of course he was, because he's cold. But I look at El Nezeri or whatever his name is. I've watched this guy for years for Sevilla, and I've watched him stink out the joint consistently. I was not expecting a high scoring game today. I really wasn't. But I was expecting Croatia to try and nick it. Like, Kramaric isn't a bad player. Do you get what I'm saying? Vlasic isn't a bad player. Yeah. They should have had enough to try and get a positive result against Morocco today, and they didn't.
Yeah. So, I guess, what does it mean? What does it mean for them? Because they're a team that are probably going to be looking to actually make a real, real dent and try and get to, like, the round of 16, the quarterfinals sort of thing.
Yeah. I still think they can make it. But when we touch on the Belgium and Canada game, you'll see that, like, this group is not going to be as straightforward as many would have expected for Croatia. I think Morocco, you're probably thinking, okay, yeah, fair enough, dead rubber, but they've got to play Belgium, who, listen, are out of sorts, but have got enough at their disposal to beat Croatia. And then we'll get onto Canada as well, but you see Canada, they're a very, very energetic side. So Croatia, they can do it, but I don't think it's going to be straightforward.
Yeah, yeah. And did you catch the Croatia versus Morocco game?
I didn't. That was an early one, isn't it?
Yes.
Super early.
Yeah.
No, those games catch me by surprise. It's like, bro, what football? 10 o'clock?
Honestly, nah, yeah.
Man's prepping his Cocoa Pops.
I'm up and out from 5 a.m. That's the height of my day, them times.
Yeah, for me, it's like I've got one eye on the meeting and one eye, like, looking across to see if anybody's going to score, man.
I'll be honest, even if I was at home,
you would have watched it.
I don't think I'd.
Why not, man? This is World Cup, man.
Morocco, Croatia.
Listen, there's no dog game in the World Cup.
Yeah, there's no dog game.
Nah, there are. Do you remember back in the day when one game would be on ITV and one game would be on BBC? The third one would always be ITV.
Yeah.
That's Morocco, Croatia's ITV game.
They gave ITV bear games today. Yeah, they got Morocco, Croatia, then they got the next game, Germany, Japan, and they got Spain versus Costa Rica as well.
Croatia upgraded their team?
No, we're saying they're still Modric. Still Modric, still Perisic, still Brozovic.
Yeah.
They put in a young Cavado though.
Yeah, he was okay today. He's really highly rated, and today's the first time I watched him. It's all right.
But I'm hearing a midfielder who I really rate. I'm hearing that he had another sort of no show today. And
who's that?
Kovacic.
Oh, do you want to speak on that? That's one of the finest midfielders in the Premier League.
Not really, because I rate him highly. That's but I was just seeing a lot of
midfielders
people
in the league, mate.
I agree, and I was just seeing a lot of people pamming him. I have respect.
Do you know what happens sometimes? Though, do you think that you see, like, when he's in a Chelsea midfield, right? He gets to be the go-to guy, kind of. He's the midfielder they'd want to give the ball in most scenarios at Chelsea, right?
Mm.
Not that I don't think he's the greatest passer in the world, but I think the way he carries the ball, he's probably their best. Well, not even probably. Comfortably.
Definitely.
Yeah, comfortably. Do you think he has that kind of? Don't have that seniority at Croatia. Modric is still there.
Is he dealing with a governor, isn't it?
Yeah. maybe when Modric ain't there, maybe Kovacic can be the guy. He's still supposed to be the next Modric, but Modric is still there. He's 30 now.
But even his league form has not really been that inspiring when I've watched him play for Chelsea this season as well. But I also think with Croatia, when it comes to the offensive aspects of their game, they've relied heavily on Modric in the last couple of tournaments. I think if you look at some of the goals he scored, if you look at the way he drives their team forward, it's now like, okay, cool. How old is Modric now? Like 36, 37 years old?
Yeah, and some.
I mean, he can still do it here and there, but I mean, if you're Mateo Kovacic, surely you've got to be
in charge, man.
Yeah, man. You got to be like taking control of that midfield and making stuff happen, man. Because he's got the quality. We know he's got the quality.
Agreed. Yeah, we'll have to watch, but I think they're dad's army, aren't they? And I don't really think they'll go that much.
They, they had that same team on pro.
We were just saying this. They had their World Cup team in 2014 is basically, it's like 60% of the same team. I'm surprised that I ain't seen my man with a ponytail. What's his name again? Vida. You know the centre back.
Yeah.
Used to bring him out for tournaments. He didn't play for no club side.
Wheel him out every couple of years.
Yeah.
From the dungeons of Croatia.
League, Champions League, nothing. International tournament. He's
there. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's look across to obviously second day, second upset. We won't speak on yesterday's one, Ant. Japan.
Can't wait till I can hate Argentina like the black man.
we won't speak.
If you know, you know.
Can't wait till I can hate them. Oh man.
We won't speak on atrocities on this pod, yeah?
Don't kill me.
Oh gosh. Cool. So Japan come through and they beat Germany.
Mannschaft.
Yeah. What happened?
The age-old story in football. When you're on top and you create your chances, you got to take your chances. If you don't take your chances and you're playing up against a tricky opponent, once they smell blood, they're going for the kill. That is football in a nutshell at the highest level. You have to make your chances count when you get them. Otherwise, you'll get punished. We've seen it time and time again. And that's what's happened to Germany today. And you've got to say, because I did catch the closing stages of that game, and Japan were defending for their lives in the last like five minutes of that game, and then stoppage time as well, man. You could see how much it meant to them. But yeah, Germany, talented players, but going into the tournament, the weakest part of their team, everyone said, was their attack. Like, this team, they're a bit blunt at the top end of the pitch these days, which is something you couldn't really say.
Their attack is their problem and not their defence?
No, the defence, we'll talk on that in a second, but they had several chances to put the game to bed today and they didn't do it, but we'll talk on their defence as well. Because
I don't rate that Sula guy one bit.
He's an average centre-back. In fact, no.
If he was English, he'd be David Wheater.
I just didn't get why he's playing right-back. And people are saying, oh no, but he plays right-back for Dortmund. But I'm sorry. Like, if there's one thing you know about Niklas Süle, he turns like a double-decker bus.
He's not good.
He had two major lapses.
But who's their other options at right back? Kira's awful.
I've yet to watch him and see him.
I don't think he's awful. I don't think Kira's awful.
He's terrible. I thought he had PSG. I was on him. The second I saw him, I said, what is this guy doing here?
Clearly wasn't his level, man.
I don't think he's awful. I think he's okay.
He don't look any better at West Ham. I don't think he lasts more than 18 months at West Ham.
Nah, I think he will.
Nah, he's terrible. They don't seem to have a right back. They might be better off playing one of their wingers.
But my thing is, they got Klostermann on the bench who plays for Leipzig and he can play right back. He's quite versatile.
Put Kimmich at right back, man.
Yeah, it's true.
And take him out of midfield.
He's solid. He don't really move me in midfield, man.
No, me neither.
He don't really move me.
He moves me still.
Really? Why?
I'm not wild.
I think he's a baller, man.
What did he do? What did he do for you? I don't see amazing passing.
I think he's a really good passer. Yeah.
I was not in for midfield. I don't see it.
I think at times for Germany he can be a little bit too safe, but I think he's a really good passer with the ball.
I think he is from right back. From midfield, less so for me.
But right back defensively, I don't think he's. He's that good at right back.
No, he's comfy though. He's not.
He's solid.
Yeah.
He's not amazing. He's not locked down, but he's not a liability.
But if you take Kimmich out of midfield, who'd you put into the midfield?
You could put Bearman in there. They've got midfielders.
So who?
Gundogan came off the bench today. For God's sake,
He started.
Goretzka, Gundogan, Musiala. Yeah,
I'm asking.
Gertz is still playing for them.
He's
had a
little. Oh, their man started. Sorry.
I think Gundogan could play as the deepest midfielder.
Goretzka next to him.
Musiala. By the way, can we speak on him?
He's a baller, man. Oh. He's a baller.
Did you watch it?
He's a baller.
Cold. So cold.
Bro, he's crazy, man.
So cold.
He's crazy. And who was it?
I'm so glad Chelsea didn't keep him, man.
And the thing is, I remember this, the Golden Ball, because the Golden Ball, Gavi won it.
Yeah, that was Barcelona. That was Barcelona tax.
And listen, I've become a low key Gavi hater, and I know we're gonna.
Why?
Speak, yeah, because the Barcelona La Masia hype is it's doing my.
Come
nothing,
from La Masia
yeah.
though, did he? Didn't
I think
did
he did.
I think Pedri, I think Pedri they bought.
Pedri, oh,
Gavi yeah, came through. Gavi came through. Yeah, Gavi came through.
Still my nothing a little bit, but Musiala for me is quite comfortably like top three best young players on the planet.
Alongside and who?
Alongside.
I'm not sure who you're angling for here.
Who
go on, Tom.
Just asking.
Like, but you look like he's
never ever got a horse in this race. That's right.
There's a name. There's a name in
Pedri,
my head.
Surely.
Does it begin?
Yes,
with
of course. Pedri number one.
Pedri number one.
Pedri number one. Musiala number two, and then number three.
Have you got Jude Bellingham in there?
No.
How? What? What's your? When we say young player, what age are we talking?
Like below 20.
Okay. We haven't got Bellingham in there.
No.
Okay.
Actually, wait, no. How old is Bellingham now? 19, right?
19. Boy, I'd be interested to hear who you have got over him.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Chuck Bellingham in there.
Really?
Chuck him in there.
I don't know. But what I'm saying is...
he's playing top level.
I like Bellingham.
But if you... can I just say, if I'm putting him in there, them two are clear of Bellingham.
It's not close?
No, it's not close. They're clear. They're absolutely clear of Bellingham.
Why though? What makes it right? So
they're
the
just
thing,
way better footballers.
Sometimes
they're just way better footballers.
I think when a player is really good at most things, like so say Bellingham.
So what? A Bellingham
comfy technically.
Yeah.
Comfy physically.
Good, really
so
good.
So you set eight across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got a Pedri who the aesthetics are there, innit? Like looks like a 9 or a 10 on the ball, but he doesn't really have anything else because they've got that one USP. Everybody goes mad about it and they get put higher than the other people that can do all the stuff they can do. It doesn't look as good. For example, Thiago. Yeah.
That's ideal.
Prime example of this. Like, it looks what everything he does looks amazing.
Mm.
But how much is he really doing in comparison to the next man?
But you know what? My counter.
I like Pedri, but I don't.
I think he's cold.
He's
cold. No, he is good. But you know what? Because of the way people talk about him, I'm looking at him. I'm expecting him to be wild like I was wild with Fabregas or with Messi, and I'm not.
Yeah, but them guys, like Cesc Fabregas, what he was doing at 19 was
Pedri gets that same. Pedri gets that talk though.
Pedri gets that talk now in comparison to the other players in his age and in comparison to pros, because Pedri is elite. He actually is. And I think even though he ain't got the same potency as a Cesc Fabregas, I think what he does in a game of football, his dribbling, his passing, his intelligence, his consistency, the guy is durable as well. Like he's been doing this for Barcelona.
They run him out, boy. Not last season, the season before, innit?
We saw it at Euros. He did his thing there as well. So like,
and then didn't they have him? He did a whole season at Barcelona, like then Euros, then Olympics.
Yeah, bro, they are milking this.
He's 24 right now.
They're milking this cow.
They've shaved some years off the back end of his career. And I think I saw him back in the Olympics one game, and the bags under his eyes,
Wayne
man.
Wayne Rooney tax is coming, mate.
And I think the best thing for me about Pedri, because I like him and Musiala for different reasons. Pedri's obviously got the tech, but the thing I like the most about Pedri is he plays beyond his years. I know he ain't spoken on Spain yet, but when I watch him, this does not look like a 19-year-old kid to me when he's playing in midfield. But then back on Musiala, the guy is just crazy. His footwork, his ability to score goals, like I think I can't remember his numbers this season for Bayern Munich, but people try, like, even if you want to try and put the whole Bundesliga tax.
We're going to.
You can try. you can try and put the Bundesliga tax.
No, we can try. It is just a thing.
Okay, yeah, but even if you put the Bundesliga tax, you see what he does to teams in the Champions League. Like, the guy is cold. He's cold.
He's very good.
The only thing I didn't like about his performance today is when he did that dribble into the box, he's beating like four men in the box. Just hit the target. You've got the quality to hit the target. Score.
Yeah. That run, innit?
Yeah.
I'm sure he wanted to.
I'm sure he did, but he's absolutely blazed it. And a player of his quality, just get that. If he keeps that on target, he's probably going to score a goal.
You know what? He looks like the best player.
Spain's?
No.
Germany's.
Musiala's.
Yeah.
You playing with Havertz. This guy.
This guy stinks.
This guy stinks, man.
He stinks.
Bro. This guy is not a good guy.
He stinks.
He's horrible.
He stinks, man. And they've been telling us, oh, he's...
No, they don't talk about him. Dansoff, don't talk about him no more. Dansoff, stop talking about him.
But you know what though, Germany, they actually have, they still have some potency though. They have Gnabry, they have Sane.
Gnabry, touchy Gunnar's finest moment.
They have Gunnar.
When he was at West Brom, they were saying to me, he's a guy. I was like, come on, he ain't getting games at West Brom.
He missed a lot of chances today, or a few chances.
They had
today
chances,
as well. Yeah, like he's just poor, very, very wasteful, very, very wasteful. And I see some clip of Rudiger, and I don't know what he was playing at. Like, I think it was at 1-0, and he was sprinting for a ball, and he turned what, his that, sprint into like.
But
a
you
weird,
know, he's, but you know, he's a madman, though.
Just so weird.
But you know, he's a madman.
He is a madman.
He's not okay in the head.
He's a madman.
Definitely not.
He's not okay in the head, so he's gonna take.
But
the
props to Japan.
You know what? I like Gundogan, but should he be starting in 2022?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not? He's a
I don't know,
he's
man.
A good player.
How old is he now? 31?
34 or so?
Nah, no, he's not.
Is he not?
Nah, come on. You're taking a piss.
Is he not?
34.
Nah, I don't think he's 34.
Let me see.
32, 33?
32 years old.
Yeah, I don't know,
you
man.
Practically give him every age in the 30s. You're just going to get it right.
Nah. Obviously, remember, he did like both his kneecaps like 7 years ago, man.
Yeah, that Dortmund-Bayern final was a long, long time ago still.
Yeah. Before, because obviously he had to remodel himself and he missed the 2014 World Cup. But as a result, because he had
Pep was mugging him for a couple years at City.
He was treating him like any sort of guy. Yeah, so
shout out Japan though. Shout out Japan.
Let's speak on that. The techie man. Dogs, man.
They've been working on that. From who was the guy that used to start the free kicks? Nakamura.
Nakata was there as well.
Techie dogs. They didn't come for joking today, man. They didn't come for joking. They have the technique. And then they have the energy and the effort, and they were just running all game, man.
Yeah, I think them there's something in the way they train their players over there as well. Because if you watch,
they got mad football schools and all that. Yeah, now though, innit? They take it real serious.
So like, but you Japan, know the thing, South though? Korea, China, like I know you're gonna say, oh yeah, I'm bringing up Spurs again. But I watched the Sun document. No, honestly, I watched the Sun documentary, and
his dad said he's not world class.
Yeah, I get that.
I stand by.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm talking about specifically the drills that they make these players do. Yeah.
Did Son go in every day, or did he just turn up occasionally?
No, he. Oh, come on, man, stop it. I know what you're trying to do there, but either way, it's ingrained. It's ingrained into these players, like how to be comfy with the ball at their feet, and then the tenacity of it as well. Like,
bare them are two-footed as well, isn't
it? Yeah, man.
Technically, they're really that's secure. Crazy, do you know what as
how
well?
How many two-footed players can you get in one team?
Yeah, do you know what it is as well? I think because physically, they're never going to be the best, right? They have to keep...
Why are they physically ever going to be the best?
That's genetics. Beyond that's beyond my...
Genetics, mate.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Whatever the reason is.
They work hard, though. They work hard.
Yeah. What did you think of Neuer for the goals?
I don't think he could do much wrong with the first goal, but the second goal, what the hell is he playing at, man? Like, he's literally watching man coming onto him and he's just stood there. And then when the guy gets close, it's like he's basically like made himself smaller. Like, he's tucked his arms in. What's that about?
Yeah. Not
good. What the hell is that about?
Not good. Because I was impressed. He made a couple of saves earlier on in the half and I was like, this guy really was that guy for a minute.
Yeah, he was.
I would like check his appearances for Bayern and like, how far is he from Oliver Kahn and all that? And
then but look how long he's been playing. Like with what happened with Casillas and De Gea, keepers, they get miles on the clock. Man.
I'm not even including De Gea. De Gea was washed at 30, bro.
Yeah, but he was starting week in, week out from 18.
Is it worked that way with keepers though? Because
well, look,
even
say,
look, the generation before them, think of the Buffons, the Van der Sars.
They've been playing.
Yeah, they played to a 40.
Those two are anomalies. Though.
Yeah, they're unicorns.
Those two are anomalies. Most keepers start getting games at 24, 25. Like when they start top level.
Yeah.
And most of them are done at 36, 37.
So were you saying that even with keepers, there's a shelf life, yeah?
There's only so many times your body can bounce off that tough surface and recover fine, you know. How much times can you go through that physicality that they go through? It can't be that many.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Maybe I'm being harsh.
I think you are, mate.
Yeah, but yeah, no, they did their things. So that's two upsets in 2 days. This is why we love the World Cup, man.
And now that Germany-Spain game is going to be super-duper crunch, boy.
So should we go on to Spain then?
I guess so.
Boy, they didn't like... You know some teams, yeah, like even Brazil did, Germany did it when they batted Brazil 7-1. They said, at halftime, they said to themselves,
let's allow it.
Let's allow it. Like, let's have some.
I don't rate the allow it thing.
I rate the allow it thing.
I don't like the allow it thing.
No, listen, I rate it for. Why are you gonna? It's like, you know what they did to Costa Rica? You know what, like, when like your little cousin or something, they think they're good at FIFA because they beat all their friends. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, now you're playing a man.
And bro, listen, my 6-year-old's game on Sunday, the other team had a player less. I was thinking my son's team was going to take a player off, even the Dubbers. They said, no. They made 6-year-old player mad, and I whooped them.
Wow. Gosh. Scary. Listen, they have to teach the other team. That kid who didn't show up.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Yeah. They're going to let him have it
he's
still.
He's going to be there first on Sunday.
Monday school, they're going to let him have it, bro. They were running all over us. Nah, man. Back your boys, fam. But coming back to Spain, I think at some point they could have cooled off, man.
Why? But the thing is, you say they could have cooled off, but like, I don't even think they were going hammer and tongue. I think Costa Rica were just that cheeks. And Spain were just playing their normal game. And Costa Rica were so cheeks that they were just letting them in at every single
opportunity. Miroslav Klose has the record of most goals in the finals. Why? Because they clapped Saudi Arabia 8-0 one time and he was scoring.
I remember that, 2002.
Nonsense
goals. Yeah. I remember that game.
You can write yourself in the record books in
just
games
off
like
of that,
this.
Yeah.
Look, Pedro or Gabby get two in these kind of games in each World Cup they're going to play in. They can be at the top table by the time they're
playing. Ferran Torres has got more World Cup goals than Lewandowski.
Lewandowski?
Yeah.
We'll speak on that, brother.
What about Benzema? Let's.
I don't know how many Benzema's got.
He's got two or three.
Has he?
Ugh, not good.
But that's what we're saying. Like, it's mad, right? Fill your boots.
What? Did Ferran Torres get a hat-trick?
He got a couple.
He scored two today.
I can't take that guy.
Yeah. Successful?
No, he was not successful. That was the most annoying conversation of all time.
I think, well, we were talking about obviously him going from City to Barca.
Yeah,
I said that he did all right. Like, he scored what, 20 goals?
Yeah, I don't think he was bad for Man City.
Yeah, I think he was. Like, I think
he scored double,
and they sold him for a profit.
Yeah,
I think
they City done well out of him. He didn't do well for them.
What more did you expect from him, though?
He scored some
goals.
I didn't
know anything about him. I never heard of him.
But when you
scored against your club.
But that weren't hard at the time.
Back then. Oh, what, you're rating the
team? That was
literally
last season.
I rated the team. How can I not?
That's literally last season.
I'm not a hater. I'm not rating it now. Before we talk about the World Cup.
Yeah, sorry. Little
cheeky jack.
We wasn't talking about who's top of the Premier League, was it?
For 5-10 minutes of every pod, there's always a detour onto the. There's always a D. He had me arguing about Gareth Bale the last pod. But yeah, with Spain, I still need to see more from them because I think this has always been their issue, or their issue recently. And even the best team, they don't have enough goals in them.
Yeah.
But a team that had like Xavi, Iniesta, Busquets and stuff, you wouldn't get any chances.
Yeah, they
and they only need to score 1-0.
They're going to have 85% of the ball.
Exactly. But now with this team, they'll have maybe 60% of the ball and you'll have a couple of chances to score and they will struggle to score more than one goal, if that.
Yeah.
Because you're looking across their front line and they started Danny Olmo, Ferran Torres,
and Asensio.
And Asensio.
Tell me what that team's doing up against. Oh, tell me what that
Danny, spot.
Huh? Asensio. He's back, bro. Man
tell
used to say he was as good as Mbappe.
The likes of Konate.
No, don't say man. Just you can use the name.
What, Dems?
Yeah. Use his name. Don't say man trying to cover his identity. Let's get it out there. Yeah, we do it.
Oh gosh, what are you gonna say?
He's not a protected species.
Yeah. Should be. No, what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, yeah, like the attack. It shows you how. Listen, credit to Spain. They played some good stuff today, mm-hmm. and in the end of the day, you can only beat what's in front of you, and they beat them well. But I'm sorry, that Costa Rica performance, that is the worst performance I've seen from any side in the World Cup so far.
Worse than Iran?
Yes, worse than Iran.
Worse than Qatar?
Bro, look at the goals they conceded today. At least England had to score some ridiculous finishes, yeah? Today, oh my goodness. The first, I think it was the second Ferran Torres goal, disgrace. Absolutely disgrace.
What are you saying? They're letting old Jack Warner down, yeah?
Keylor Navas, I don't know what on earth he was drinking.
Trinidad?
Huh? CONCACAF, man. The whole thing. He read the whole... He ain't watched the FIFA doc yet. Nah,
I haven't watched it.
He had that whole thing in his...
Oh, my man. The black brother.
Every vote. That ran through old Jack Warner, fam.
Jack fucking Warner. I'm on episode
if
2.
If Jack don't eat, you know what he
say, moving like my man in the wire. If Jack don't the tap in the faucet.
If Jack don't eat, nothing happens. Jack don't eat, nothing happens, bro. He went to them and said, listen, if you want our votes, how much are you going to pay me? Simple. Facts. I'm not going to mince my words, nothing, well. Bro. Trust me.
I think the nations, the major nations of the world could group together and just like kick FIFA out of football. FIFA is a... FIFA's a mess still.
It's archaic at this point, man.
Yeah, it's not
on. Yeah, and I think the corruption, well, we won't go into corruption stuff, but yeah.
Nah, let's just politics out of football, yeah?
Yeah, that's what they say, innit?
Yeah.
So what are you expecting? Costa Rica side, what are we expecting from Spain this World Cup?
They'll make knockouts. And
they got to the semis of the Euros.
Yeah, they won't win it. They won't win the World Cup.
Did they get to the semis of the Euros?
Yeah.
Who beat them? No, not...
They got to the semis, they lost to...
I think
it was Switzerland
or something.
They got to semis.
Oh, was it
semis? Yeah. They got to the last four.
It was Spain that... No, it was Italy that beat them, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they lose on penalties? Penalties, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was actually a good game. That was actually a good game.
Penalties, it's not like you lost.
That was actually a good game. And I remember they beat Croatia in extra time as well to go through to the semis. Like, Spain have got some good players, but yeah, like
they got a great manager.
Do you think he's a great manager?
I think he's a really good manager. Yeah,
really.
I do. I like him.
Yeah, I don't know about Enrique. Sometimes maybe good. Sometimes maybe shit.
I just think Spain, when that attack comes up against, when that team comes up against someone who is actually dogged in the defensive work and won't give them the space to play, I think they'll be in trouble, man. We've seen teams like. Just using the Euros as an example, we saw, I think it was Sweden. We saw Sweden do a job on them.
They don't have enough quality, man.
At the Euros.
And in the final third.
And all the team needs to do... All the team needs to do is to be organised and be compact. Be organised and be compact and close off as much space as possible. And you can do them on a counter-attack. Easy. They get picked off regularly. Croatia was doing it to them. 2 years ago, Sweden doing it.
Yeah, who mashed them up in that Nations League game? Was it Germany? It wasn't that long ago.
I think they mashed up something.
They lost to France in the final.
There was a game when one of the big teams held us.
Yeah, it was Spain that dished out the beating. To be
honest. Oh, was it?
Yeah,
Germany.
To Germany, they battered Germany.
Really?
They whacked Germany that day. That was actually a really good Spain.
Right, if you got Asensio as your furthest man forward, you got a real problem, man.
Yeah, and they were playing Rodri centre back today. I think it was
interesting.
I mean, I'd rather Rodri centre back than Eric Garcia, to be honest. But
Eric Garcia is so bad.
Cheeks.
How's he pulled it off?
Pep
Barcelona
tax,
man.
Pep tax
so,
in Barcelona.
So bad.
Barcelona.
Do you know who he reminds me of? Do you remember Oli Gear?
The Barcelona one.
Yeah, and then he ended up at Ajax.
The right back.
Yeah.
He used to read books and shit. Yeah.
I don't know about his personal life, but he wasn't very good.
Yeah, very basic Benjamin at right back. Man. And they got Dani Alves, and then the sky was a limit, man.
But nice finish from Gavi today. Listen, my agenda has
so
to,
if,
to
so
take a
you
pause
rate
today.
Bellingham higher than him, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
He's doing it. He always does that, innit? Like, yeah. He's making you, he wants you to question yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So he doesn't have to question you. So he doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, I do.
He just sows the seeds. That's his favorite strategy.
But he impressed me today. Him and they did their thing, but again, they're doing their thing against Cannon for the like. The 7-0 is great, cool, but I've not really learned anything new about Spain today, as harsh as that sounds. I don't think I have. I've not learned anything new. Asensio can score some nice goals with his left foot. Ferran Torres. Yeah, exactly. Ferran Torres will score a goal if it's on a plate. Morata will score a goal if the keeper fumbles it at his near
if
post.
If he can't miss.
Like, I didn't really. Spain were good. They were really good today, but I didn't really learn anything new.
Fair enough, man. I respect that. And let's go to the last game of the day. Belgium versus Canada. I've got Canada in my office sweepstakes, man. Even the lass who's got Saudi Arabia got an opportunity to celebrate. So after Saudi Arabia and Japan, I was like, could I get a little...
Mate.
Nah.
I got Belgium.
Did you?
I got burnt.
Cool. So this is the last embers of the golden generation. Did you see Hazard?
Yeah. One great touch aside, he was
It's cooked. Over for him, though. He told us cooked. Himself.
Yeah. He's not taking care of himself either.
It's harder over 30, you know?
Boy, are you telling me?
Take it from me.
I was looking at some of our old pods. Who's that guy? He laughs just like me.
It's not easy after 30, bro.
It's not easy at all.
Yeah, so, you know, now that we're all at that side, we have to be a bit more, you know,
compassionate. Yeah, but if I was paying you 300 bags a week to exactly.
Buy a lot of paella with 300k. I'm telling you right now.
Oh gosh, maybe let's say 300 bags a week.
Paella and San Miguel.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
That's his diet now, bro.
Yeah, I guess. And they don't play him. He barely gets any game time.
Yeah, well, how much motivation is he going to have for football? Is it?
He did the Real Madrid thing, though.
Yeah, man.
Do you think he would have still ended up like this if he stayed at Chelsea? I don't.
Probably not.
He did the Real
Madrid. He would have had equity.
Yeah.
You got Real Madrid. And it's that.
Would you say any guy?
I've been the guy.
Yeah, he would just say any guy.
Lads. It's hard.
Sergio Ramos was taking penalties. He hadn't scored for Real, and Sergio Ramos was taking penalties.
Do you remember? Right, do you remember going from primary school to secondary school?
First day of year seven.
You was a bonehead for no reason.
You're little bro now, bro.
Yeah, I feel for Hazard. It's over.
He had a great run. They speak crazy on his name nowadays, man.
His brother's better than him now.
Crazy. Yeah, Thorgan.
Thorgan.
At last, his time has finally come, man. Yeah, I told you I was better than you.
Now Eden might get moves because he's Thorgan's brother. Imagine.
A cheeky Dortmund, innit? No, Sam's brother, I swear he's good, man. He's good.
Didn't Chelsea get Thorgan because of...
Yeah.
When the clout is through the... Didn't Charlie Musonda get like all his family?
Bear man.
When your clout is that high, they say we're feeding the whole family. Yeah. Pogba got his brother's professional careers, man.
American gangster, when he moves the whole family into the house.
Oh, yeah. That's it, man. One guy was feeding families.
Yeah.
That started with Messi, but a few other men have had that
juice. The Hazards have got another brother as well, though, that they got.
They had a third brother, and Hazard used to say he was the best. But nothing ever really happened with that one. You were trying to get that one to move as well, man.
Clearly he was lying, innit?
But you know what I think tends to happen? Let's say there's not too much of a gap in the ages, yeah? And then the younger one starts playing with the older one and they're friends, innit? And because you're not strong and fast, you got to be really good on the ball, but otherwise you're not going to be able to do anything, you know?
Like my little son's tough. Like he can take tackle because my big son mashes him up.
Exactly. So that's what tends to typically happen. I find like either the oldest one's the best or the youngest one. Yeah. The middle ones are always a bit getting a Thorgan. You get me? Cool. So obviously, this is the embers of the golden generation who for years and years and years, we'd get that same newspaper article when they were all 11 and... They're all 11 and 12. Lukaku, company, Kevin De Bruyne, Vertonghen, all those guys. It never happened.
Witzel.
What are the expectations for them now?
None. Again, they'll make the knockouts and they'll get
their time's over. They needed a Euros. I don't think they was ever the level for the World Cup. A Euros was realistic for them. But at the same time,
they made two consecutive semi-finals in the World Cup. 2014 and 2018. Like they...
They weren't going to win it.
Yeah. They could have, though.
And anyone can.
They got to... the 2018, they got to semis, right?
Semis, yeah.
Who did they lose to?
France.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then
Meads will not stop talking about that 2018 World Cup like he was
Hazard.
Like he was like Balak in 2008 or something, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
Hazard was doing his thing in that World Cup.
He was. But come on,
was it a classic though?
Nah, Hazard was.
Was doing it a classic?
Yeah, it was.
It was a classic.
Nah, it was. Hazard was doing his thing.
Is that better than the James Rodriguez 2014?
But it doesn't have to be though.
No, but that. But
how many times we say we had a classic in every single World Cup in the last?
It doesn't have to be better than. It's like. Are we going to say Bad Ain't a Great Album because it's not better than Thriller?
No. Listen,
he didn't have a Thriller World Cup.
He didn't have a Thriller.
Yeah.
We got it.
He's a young off the wall.
Thank you. Okay, cool. So obviously they've scored today. Michy Batshuayi. You may remember that name from previous podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Goals per minutes.
Yeah.
with score if he scores when he starts, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, he did today.
Did he start?
Yeah.
And he scored?
Yeah.
Dance off.
He's coming, he's spinning the block. He's at Fenerbahce now. Fair enough. So what did you think of them today?
I didn't think they were good.
I was very shocked to find out that Andre Onana is Belgian.
So was I. So
where did
was
you think
I.
He was from? Come on, Maroon.
Come on, man.
I'm with Cameroon.
Let's not be Ghana or something.
I was stunned.
The PMP is peak, though.
Yeah.
The PMP is insane.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Lampard's trying to thing with
it's the void of techno.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he puts him in there, Lampard, just chaos.
Yeah.
Just go them and bad up their midfield, man.
No, but if you think about Onana, he could be world class for 10 minutes,
and then
the
next non-league.
Yeah,
but I think they needed him in that midfield today though, because Canada were moving to Belgium in the first half. Like Belgium could not cope with the physicality. They tried to play out of Canada's press, it weren't working, and it's the similar story to Croatia. It's like someone's wheeled out the 2012 Belgium team in a Zimmer frame. wheelchairs and Zimmer frames. I'm seeing a 50-year-old Vertonghen, 50-year-old Alderweireld. What's going on over there? Yeah, sorry. I'm seeing a 50-year-old Axel Witsel.
Where's their next gen? Non-existent.
Onana, maybe.
What, Lukonga in that?
Jeremy Doku.
Ugh, it's not
Jeremy Doku's there.
He's cold. He's the one that was on the wing, innit? In the last one.
He did well.
Where does he play? I would have thought we would have seen more of him by now.
He plays for, I want to say, Lille.
After that World Cup, I thought he would have stepped
up. Well, you thought he was going to have a moment, yeah?
Yeah. Game remember how Royston Drenthe bust his
Royston Drenthe.
He tore it up at the Euros. He was gone.
Went to Madrid.
Yeah.
Boy.
I watched the real Euros, was it? It was the under 21.
I was going to say, I watched him, Ryan Babel.
Mm. I remember that.
They were
lovely
cold.
Lovely pronunciation then. Babel. Okay.
I thought those guys were going to make it, man.
Yeah, man.
Doku's only 20, though. He's still young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is
like,
yeah, Rennes.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of time.
But that's... You've actually raised a good point, though, the broader point, because I remember, obviously, 10 years ago, we looked at the Belgian team as like, wow, look at this crop coming
through. I never felt about them like that.
Really? They had so much talent coming through. But Kaku back then was a wonder kid.
No, but here's the thing. So they had a lot of good Premier League standard players. So if you look, who was amazing? KDB, Eden Hazard.
That's about it.
And that's it. Thibaut. We've got to give Thibaut it. But
company?
Was company still around then?
Yeah, of course.
You played 2014, 2018.
All right, so yeah, we can say company.
Yes. You're missing a couple names.
Who?
No.
Vertonghen?
No.
Toby? Decent.
Please.
Decent? Really?
They were good. Okay, they were good. Okay, they weren't amazing.
Let me stop you right there.
Good player.
Let me stop you right there.
No, not even Aguero good.
Maybe, of course, if you're saying Hazard and Kevin De Bruyne are amazing, okay, granted, these guys aren't amazing, but they're more than good. Like, they're quality.
They're good players.
They're good players.
Well,
and Dembele, prime Dembele as well. Moussa Dembele.
Here's the thing. If they were that good, and then...
Do you know what? That's actually enough to get a cooking.
But that's what I'm saying.
One of their teams should have achieved something.
That's enough to get it cooking, though.
I think they've underachieved.
Courtois.
They've
Company,
underachieved.
Them brothers he named. Dembele, Hazard, KDB, Lukaku up top. That's enough, man.
Axel Witsel.
Yeah.
Witsel, Dembele.
Who are their fullbacks? Didn't they used to play Vertonghen?
Yeah, Vertonghen play left back, Munir right back.
And then they had Hazard, and who was the other one? Was it Carrasco?
Carrasco's there as well. Carrasco.
I thought he was good.
They had enough, man. They definitely underachieved.
I think
it's like when people look at that, when people put up pictures of the 2006 England team, and they're like, oh, how did this team not win anything? And I think, well, go and post the French team at the time.
What did you want them to do?
I think you could do the same thing. Like, yeah, very good team, but if others have got better, then
France were better. Who else was definitely better? Well, England better.
When we're talking 10 years ago?
Yeah, let's say 2012, 2014, 2016, 2018.
Spain.
England definitely no chance.
England weren't better than them?
No.
Spain were. France were.
Yep.
Germany.
Portugal weren't.
No.
I don't think Portugal were.
Like, I mean, when Portugal won the Euros, they won.
They did.
Game,
it was a very scummy.
Yeah, yeah. Win, they drew like five of their six very games. Scummy. So it doesn't even count in my book.
Very. But on
you know, I have an agenda that has to run.
Yeah.
On the game, though.
I mean, like, I would ask you about things. Oh, we've got time. I'll ask you about it. We'll finish Belgium. We'll talk about your boy.
On the Belgium game, though.
Why are we reliving the past, bro?
Bro, yeah, we've been on for a minute.
Sorry, I'll talk about it.
God.
Just know I was not a happy man yesterday. Did you notice I didn't speak in a group all day? Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? I knew I wasn't speaking in a group, so I trapped sometimes. Before a man could get on to me for missing, I'll say something that I don't actually care about just to find myself some silent time. But I was not happy.
I can guess
you
why.
You can always tell when a man is vexed. You hear from them for time.
Because I was getting it in bare groups, you know. People was out there like, I was playing.
But this is the
thing. That's the way it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. The game is the game.
The game is actually the game.
What were you going to say, Tobes? We were talking about Belgium.
No, I was just going to say on the game, I was actually impressed with Canada's spirit today, but like they were just lacking cutting edge.
Alphonso Davies is everything.
He was hooping, but he really...
They play him as a forward.
No, he was...
He does that thing you used to tell me, like, the best player.
You say he was a forward, but I saw him coming into midfield. I saw him coming off the left and
coming
stuff,
off the right. He's everything. Bro. He's their Hazard.
I can't believe that Hazard Hutchinson is still playing as well.
Crazy. Junior Hoylett was there.
Yeah. Junior Hoylett. Bruv, they wheeled out Junior Hoylett in 2022.
He must be close to 40.
He's got... I need to research that. That's crazy, bro.
I used to sign a Thibaut Hutchinson from, like, Copenhagen on Football Manager for, like, 1.8 million.
Crazy.
Cheap.
Crazy.
Centre back.
You're seeing all sorts of throwbacks.
Wow, Junior Hoylett is 32 years old.
Is that
wow.
old?
Wow.
Nah, man. He'll play for Blackburn with like two guys.
And this is what I'm saying. He was playing with Spencer.
What?
He was playing with David Dunn.
And what a Gab Spencer. No way.
At Blackburn when the Venkies was there.
Yeah, no way. Benny McCarthy, Roque Santa Cruz. Yeah, no way is he 32.
Yeah, he said he's 32, man.
That's a lie, man.
Said he's 32.
Get how you live, I guess.
But yeah, John, do you know who didn't impress me today? Jonathan David, man.
I thought he's good, bro.
I don't think he's good.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't really watch him. So
do you know what? For me, I was saying on the other pod.
It's not enough.
For me, I was saying on the other pod, to be a striker who's not quick, you have to be amazing in all the other facets. And he isn't.
Yeah, I'm not having him.
Like his first touch, they were so heavy.
He's not technically the best. He's not quick. He's not strong. He's not really sharp.
The Touchy Gooners kept mentioning his name a couple years ago. So I went and watched and I said, nah. I don't trust anyone in France.
I don't think he can play by himself.
Yeah, anytime I've seen or heard of him being effective, it's always been with somebody else.
Yeah, because
he's the type of man that will go to Everton and the best return he'll get is 9 goals in a season.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, give him some.
What, them Saint-Tosuns of the world, yeah? Nonsense. Even Saint-Tosun didn't even get 9, but yeah, that kind of.
If he played all season,
he can get double figures, no?
No, he's not getting double figures.
Up front by himself. In the Prem.
Maybe not by himself.
In the Prem.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, he just didn't impress.
See, your heart's not even...
It's not in it. I don't know much about the guy, well, but
would you take him as your backup to Kane?
Nah, because he can't play by himself.
He doesn't have enough.
You don't believe he'll get double figures then? Why'd you take him?
Yeah, but I want someone who can play by themselves, though.
Why?
Because we don't really play with a two regularly. Unless we're playing 3-5-2, which isn't common.
Cool. Anyway... Held off for about 47 minutes. And so, second favourites for this year's World Cup, led by the legendary Lionel Messi.
Great player of all time, Lionel Messi.
Agreed.
Lost 2-1 to Saudi Arabia.
Messi weren't gone.
He wasn't, but he was on the pitch though. Not good. I guess at this point, you're probably the CEO of Messi FC.
Oh, forevermore.
Yeah. What's going through your head?
No, you weren't good yesterday. They weren't good. But they were good in the first half. Nah, they were. They should have been out of sight in the first half.
Well, Lautaro, I don't like that youth, man.
Nah, I do. Because he's got like a little bit of a cun about him, innit? That's
he
don't like him.
Tell me that finish.
The
one where he did
that. That was nice.
That was nice. Stay outside, though, bro.
They were nice, though.
He was watching the line. Every single time.
He was such a bozo.
Watching the line every single time. And this is, again, when I talk about strikers who aren't quick. Like, with a look at Mbappe, well, I hate to mention Mbappe because he's like the fastest player in the world. But anyone who's got a bit of pace, they can start from deep. He's
the Saudis weren't even trying to drop off.
They weren't.
Like, really and truthfully, if Di Maria wanted to be there yesterday, he could have just kept making that run and he would have just ran into every and anything. Mm. Like, it's like, I think what happened with Argentina is the first half was so easy. And they could have got in so many times that they come out in the second half.
And they thought, we'll score eventually.
Yeah, all we got to do is turn up. And then, man, I don't know what they was...
I watched the halftime speech from their manager. I don't know
what they were threatened with at halftime.
I watched the halftime speech. I watched the halftime speech from the manager. He's pointing at the board, blah, 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 in French. Then the Saudi brother, Saudi language.
I don't know.
French. Saudi language.
Swear.
French.
Is there footage?
And then he got louder.
Something
and
afoot went on. Yeah, yes. I don't know.
I'm saying
what
Saudi
I can
language,
say.
Arabic, isn't it?
I mean, I believe so.
Saudi language.
I didn't want to correct you and be wrong. Morale's a bit more cultured than me. Maybe he knows something that I don't. Sure. I don't know.
Saudi language.
I'm from Lucian, innit? Everyone's black, innit? I don't know. I know, like, out West London and that, there's pure
Arabic
in that, so you might know.
Respect to the Saudi brothers listening. Yeah, go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But something went on in that changing room because their man came out with a new passion.
Yeah, bro.
They
were staying in the game in the first half, though, even though Argentina had their moments. But second half, they came out hungry.
I didn't
see
any goals from them. But I didn't see them scoring based on their first half performance.
That second goal was nuts.
Insane.
Hungry. The World Cup, on the way here, what
you know what
saying,
as well,
the World
though,
Cup
yeah?
is actually
you see,
opening up.
You
yeah.
see them, man, from that side of the world, like, all the conditions.
50 Lashes FC.
The conditions, the humidity, all of that stuff. They've got a small advantage. Them Argentines was done out at halftime. They gave all they had in the first half. Them, man, got stronger. It was like, you know, in the 1500 metres when some idiot sprints off.
Got stronger.
They did, didn't they? And that centre-back, who's that centre-back? That nothing could go past.
Was that the one who slapped Messi
back? No, the one who made the last...
That pushed your day.
Yeah. What was he saying to Messi, by the way?
I don't know. Who did he think he was going to slap Messi?
You're not good, fam.
Jesus, dickhead, whoever he is.
Tell me he was good, you're not good, fam.
Nah, man, the violations I've seen on Messi's name. I see some Saudi fans, I see videos, these Saudi fans, they were saying, like, Messi who... I can't even remember. Oh, Lord. They were violating.
Why does this happen in every World Cup, though? It's like, one of these countries, they just pop up with some random centre-back that you look at, you think, this guy should be in the...
It's a generational.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but Ecuador had one defender in, like, 2014 or something. The brother was a madness.
Tall, quick.
Yeah.
They can play with
like
their feet.
Like a Sol Campbell.
It's crazy. And you don't see them again.
Never.
They just come out for them 3-4 games.
It might have been an Espinosa or
something. Yeah, they come out for them 3-4 games. And then that's it. And you don't see them. Obviously, I'm sure, you didn't say much pre-World Cup, but I'm sure you had your eyes on this one for Messi, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you still have your eyes on it? Or having watched them, do you think they just came across a team who was on their day? Or do you think
they need to acclimatise?
Do you think they're going to do that in another... Remember, these games are coming...
Yeah, they needed that. They needed that slap in the head to know what time
kick up the backside.
Yeah, they needed it.
So you guys,
but
still
if they fail, there's no excuse, isn't it?
36 unbeaten.
I think they're still gonna come out of that group.
How far do you see them going now?
I still think they can go far, man.
Like, put something on it, man.
Yeah, they should be aiming for semis, man.
You sure?
No, they should be aiming to win it. Anything other than winning
at least
it isn't
semis.
Acceptable. This is Argentina. You've got enough quality.
There's no speed in that team, man. There's no PMP, man. They're too slow.
Yeah, there's no PMP.
They are too slow.
Well, if they hadn't committed genocide, got rid of all the blacks, maybe they'd have some.
What do they consider Veron? Is that a black Argentinian?
If he was a black Argentinian, they would have... like they did with all the others.
Fair enough, man. That's about as dark as they get, though, Veron, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, they got a place. My sympathy's capped for their minute.
Tom's to see the TV deals flash up. See you at NBC or something the other day.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about that.
No, we can talk about it.
Okay, cool. I didn't know we had...
It's factual. We are not lying.
It's true. No, it's facts. It's facts.
You're not lying, but yeah, they've got no PMP in that side, man.
It's a problem. Definitely. It's definitely a problem. But
it's going to have to be a messy Di Maria carry job.
I thought Lituro was a bit
quicker.
Nippy. Yeah,
that's why I said he'll remind me.
He's not slow, but
people
he's not
compare
rapid.
Him to Tevez and Aguero.
I think they'll get it together. I think maybe freshen up the midfield a little bit, because I don't think we saw the best of Rodrigo de Paul. I think we definitely didn't see the best.
He was terrible yesterday.
We definitely didn't really see the best of Romero.
I like de Paul, but
Romero was awful. You know my thoughts on Romero. Romero was awful. Like, he definitely can play better than.
I want to see this Enzo Fernandez.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about him. Do you get what I'm saying?
The FBref boys are sending me charts where it's green all the way to the right, man. 98% out.
The thing is, people. Fair enough. Maybe they ain't got enough answers.
Should they have taken Garnacho?
No.
Do you feel they couldn't deal with that speed, no?
He's run about five times, bro. Calm down.
I'm just talking about the speed, bro.
Why is he even in consideration, by the way?
He's not in consideration. I've literally just mentioned it. But why just for the raw speed. They've got no speed.
He is rapid, though.
They've got Gomez playing on the left.
That goal that he scored.
Papu Gomez shouldn't even be starting, to be honest.
Bro, he wasn't starting when he was 30. Now he's starting when he's 34.
It's ridiculous. And he's starting as an 8 instead of a 10.
I mean, you can't knock a team who've been as successful if they've been in the last few years.
But yeah, but he's not been a regular in that success. Unfortunately, they've been playing one of my arch nemesis.
How can you have an arch nemesis?
Lo Celso, for his crimes against Tottenham.
One of my arch nemesis.
You not pretended he was good when he came.
I thought he was good and he was cheeks.
Nah, he's not.
But he's actually been, he's been.
Alvarez has got pace.
He's not bad. Yeah. Is he much faster than Lautaro?
Yeah, rapid.
They don't have anyone who's rapid.
Yeah, they don't.
But I think Alvarez needs to get into the team.
Nah, they've got too much. They can't. Dybala on the bench, Guerrero. Why did Dybala come on yesterday? Messi don't like him, innit?
No,
I swear, but Messi ain't got beef.
Where's this come from?
No, I swear.
He said he didn't get picked for Argentina when he was playing at Juve with Ronaldo. Then he goes to Roma. And he's
moving with my man, yeah. All
right. What do you want him to do? They signed him.
You're not coming around it.
Ronaldo was there. I think Ronaldo got there. And he had 70 goals. By the time Ronaldo left, Ronaldo had 100, and he had like 99.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Ain't Korea got pace?
No, they're not slow.
I only ever see him coming off the bench.
They're not slow. None of them are slow, but none of them are like quick. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
but what quick is? What's your like? We're not going. You're not going to get an Mbappe,
Saka,
or Rashford.
Now Rashford's rapid. Yeah. That's why I didn't say Rashford. Saka. I don't think they have someone who's as quick as Saka.
No, I don't. I mean, got 26 white men. I like cool.
it. Let's just quickly look ahead to tomorrow's games. we've got four games tomorrow. Some I'm expecting you guys to have a lot to say. Some I'm not. First, early kickoff, 10 a.m. Your favorite kickoff, and
no one's getting
Switzerland. Switzerland versus Cameroon. Switzerland, another one of these teams that you guys have told me are dark horses.
They're not dark horses, but they're stern.
What does that mean?
It means that they'll
stern, John.
It means that they'll probably stand a chance of going through into the knockout stages, and they'll get bounced in round of 16 or quarters.
Something like, yeah?
Yeah, something like.
Cool. Your boy Son up against Nunes.
Sonny. I heard the pod yesterday. They were trying to trash us for our nicknames. Tell them pussy horse to shut up, man.
Okay.
So he can use that language and I can't talk about Argentina's
you,
history.
You can. I spoke about
you
it.
You can.
This is Brando.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah. Stop it.
Everyone's a pussy horse.
Stop it. Because I was actually egging him on when he was saying
you
this.
You say relax. Shit. You were quiet.
No. You're chatting shit.
TV deals.
You're chatting shit.
Is Son going to turn up this World Cup?
Is he gonna win last World Cup?
Is he gonna wait?
Score, is that enough?
I mean, Lewandowski's not scoring.
You know he's flaky, so we're,
yeah, he's. He's
but the amount of bad, though, but the amount of bad games he's had in 2022, he should be due some good ones. Yeah, surely
he's good.
He's
ones
got. He's got to deliver at some point.
He's injured though, and that's where he got an injury.
He
anyway.
Got he broke his like a broken cheekbone or some shit like that.
He's gonna be wearing just wear a mask, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mask Sonny, you know.
Yeah. So what are you expecting tomorrow against Uruguay?
I expect Uruguay to win, to be honest.
Forlorn and then man still playing for you.
Man said Suarez and Cavani.
2022.
Bro, if Modric and Brozovic and Perisic are still out, why can't Forlorn and
these men are not giving Rekoba. These men are not giving it up and letting the next gen come through, man.
Yes.
Oh, really? Modric must have like 150 caps by now. I remember back in the day, 100 caps. Amazing. Guys have got like 150 international caps.
Yeah, but that's because they play like.
Hasn't Ronaldo scored almost 200, played in almost 200 international
that's
games?
I think the stupid qualifiers.
I expect Uruguay to win. I think I'm looking forward to seeing Valverde and Bentancur in the midfield. Though I think that's going to be.
That's a nice little pairing, though. Valverde, your boy.
Just my guy.
He's a baller. Definitely one of the players to watch this tournament.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's Bentancur going to do in there?
He's good, man.
He's a good player.
He's all right.
He's good, nah. He's better than all right. He's good, man.
He's better than Granit Xhaka.
This season, Xhaka?
This season, probably not, no. Nah. This season, Xhaka's playing like a man possessed. So I don't really see that as a diss.
No, it's not a diss, but I'm just saying, like, Bentancur, he's tidy, he's nice, but he doesn't wow me.
No, he's just a good player.
He's just good. He's not a wow. He's not a wow.
He's a good player. Like,
he's not, what do you say, off the wall? Is he an off the wall?
No, he's not off the wall. He's like that Albert Michael, Dear Michael.
What's the one where he's got the statue on the front when he was kind of a bit...
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
He's just good. Yeah. Call it what album you want. He's just a good player.
He's a solid Premier League player, yeah?
30 Premier
Fair
League.
Fair enough.
Torreira getting there with them, man?
No chance.
Fucking hell.
Remember
Torreira.
No chance.
So you had stocks.
I bet.
You had stocks.
Torreira was good. I liked Torreira.
What happened?
Arteta.
Wasn't every player was a 10?
Yeah, he was a 10 like 3 times. Emery is a madman. Emery played John McGinn as a 10 the other day.
In the Europa League game as well, he played him as a 10 and they lost.
Yeah,
he was trying that whole pressing from the front thing, innit?
He's a good manager though. But he does some. I think.
I understand the logic still. Win the ball high, innit? I get it.
But then where's the quality? Cool. Portugal versus Ghana. The recently released Cristiano Ronaldo up against number 5. You buying Partey this season?
Who?
Partey, your fan this season?
Yeah, no, he's playing well. He's playing like a £50 million player. I've always liked him when he plays well. My only problem with him is that he wasn't playing well enough.
On Ghana, 4th place, 1 out of 9 points.
Well, you don't want the... Oh, yeah.
4th place, 1 out of 9 points.
Where are they getting that 1 point from?
Maybe a young South Korea.
Did you hear what that kid said? Kudus.
Yeah.
He's better than Neymar.
I want them buried, bro. I want them buried.
I'm better than Neymar. He just has a platform. I want them buried.
Why do you want him to win?
What do you think?
Nah, you gotta put that aside.
Bro.
The World Cup is meant to go like this. You root for the teams with the most black players.
Yeah, Senegal. Senegal get my votes.
That
Cameroon.
Can't just be one. If they're playing
Senegal and Cameroon, yeah.
So everyone but Ghana?
Yeah.
You took it personally, yeah?
I took it personally.
It's not their fault that you're looking very good.
Boy, they knocked us out, so I'm blaming somebody.
That's a horrible, horrible couple of fixtures, man. Nasty teams. I agree, they're not going to do much at all, man. Yep.
They
did my man dirty, the guy from Crystal Palace. What's his name?
Who?
Jeffrey Schlupp.
Yeah.
But listen, we got some inside. We got some inside scoops. Don't believe everything you read.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Words are going to know. Cool. And finally, the favourites, Brazil against another team that people have their eyes on, Serbia. If Brazil come out and they struggle, does that give us a bit more context? Or are we just expecting them to deal with Serbia quite comfortably?
No, I think Brazil will deal with everyone.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just think Brazil are going to get to at least the semi-final. Brazil's always been my favourite in these tournaments. I've always...
Faves until they're not.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what's the weakest team they've had in recent years?
The 2014 one. That was trash.
No, but it weren't.
It was, bro. It was
Thiago Silva was in it. Dani Alves was in it. Neymar was in it.
Yeah, now
it was trash. Their problem was that they were too dependent on Neymar.
Bernard.
And once their man broke his back.
Fred.
Oh, yeah, they broke his back, innit?
But they've always had the Fred.
Oscar.
We was having a discussion out
there. They've always had the Fred. Yeah, Casemiro, sort of gritty midfielders.
Nah, Casemiro wasn't in that squad.
No, he wasn't in that squad. We're talking about that sort of midfielder who's not like Samba. Bruno Guimarães should be starting.
I like him.
I don't understand, man. Some decisions managers make, you're just like, what are you thinking?
Weird. It's weird. It's bizarre. But I expect them to win tomorrow. But
yeah.
Serbia have got some good players, but I mean, it's like Brazil.
In an ideal world,
like Vlahovic, like Milinkovic Savic.
I've never seen Milinkovic Savic play.
He's a good player. Very good player.
We'll find out.
Nah, he's flaky, man.
I've never seen him.
He can do nice stuff, but he doesn't.
Yeah, he's not elite, but he's clearly got quality.
What do you mean by that?
As in, like, he can shoot, he can dribble. He's a good footballer. I've just said it. Again.
No, you've explained it now. Yeah. Give me, I need a bit more context. Because you've been using good footballer the whole pod.
No, I haven't. Yeah, you've been using it.
Everyone's good, isn't
it? They've got Dusan Tadic as well.
Boy, fair enough.
50-year-old Dusan Tadic.
Yeah, that hot season at Ajax, and now he's been merely good. Yeah. Cool. So, Brazil, you expect them to beat Serbia comfortably, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Are we expecting Neymar to be the player of the tournament, by the way?
I'm expecting it to be Messi.
Okay, cool. Let's finish up with some listeners' questions. I've got a couple. First question is from Duxon Quack Nine. At the international level now, have the so-called big teams realised they can't win off talent alone, but actually need proper systems? Because after the disaster class Germany showed today, is it more prevalent now?
But I don't think Germany's lost it was down to system. Like they had more than enough chances to win, and they dominated the ball for most of the first half.
30 shots.
Like they didn't lose today. They didn't win today because they were careless at the back.
Do you know what I hate? Do you know what I hate? And this is what happened when Liverpool lost to Nottingham Forest as well. Yeah. The bigger team did not deserve to lose, but because they lost, and it's a nice story, the little team.
Arsenal Monaco 2000.
That was the maddest game.
The biggest example of that.
That was the maddest game. Arsenal, everything's wrong. Like, actually, if you play that game 100 times,
fair chances.
They probably win it like 98 times, you know?
It always happens. When the underdog beats the
they
big
change
boy,
the script, yeah.
Even though the big boys pummeled them for like 80 minutes and not taking
people
any
will be like,
chances.
What have we learned? They're not as good as we thought they were. If Germany play like that, I think for the next two games, they go through.
They're going to go through, for sure.
Yeah, cool. So do you agree that, what do you think of his question then? Have the big teams realised they can't win off talent alone, but they need proper systems? But when have they not had proper systems?
But I don't know who that's... Maybe that's... who's that referring to? Is that England?
Argentina, maybe.
But Argentina have a system, though. They just got pammed physically yesterday.
Yeah, they got PMP'd off the pitch.
They have a system, and they clearly have a system because it's been working the previous other games.
Yeah, fair enough, man. talking too much. It was mentioned as an age thing in commentary, but Axel Witsel was getting gas marked by 39-year-old Hutchinson and Uncle Hoyland.
Hutchinson is 39. Yeah, he was old. I didn't know.
And Uncle Hoyland, who's actually 32. They say, was coming out on top in every duel. Why do Belgium look so laboured?
They're tired, bro.
They're old.
They're tired. Witzel's had so many injuries. And
was he good? Was he ever good?
Yeah, he was.
I liked Witzel.
He was good.
He wasn't
out. He was 50% Afro, man.
No, he was a good midfielder. Like, and I know.
I hate his trip. Maybe I just get a shape up or something.
I know what you're going to say.
Why is the front round? Why did you do that? It gets on my nerves. But he's just comfy, innit?
Yeah.
Witzel was a good player. He could pass the ball. He could protect the
bit
ball.
Bit of tenacity.
He could tackle.
Could he score? No.
No, probably, but
I doubt he's even got 10 career goals.
Damn.
He couldn't, but yeah.
But they're just old, aren't they?
Yeah, man.
They've been in and around each other for, what, 25 years now? 20?
They've probably gone into that tournament not expecting much.
Boy, you're talking about probably through the
youth. Yeah. So they've been with each around each other for a long time. And
what? Witzel's a scorer still.
Is he? Okay. So I'm looking for what their next generation is, man, to be honest with you. So I think this is nice for them, though. They've got no expectations whatsoever. If they get to the semis, they've had a good World Cup, haven't they?
Yeah,
they've overachieved if they get to the semis.
I think that's probably what they're aiming for. Quarters, what would you say if they got to quarters? That's about right,
yeah.
Do you think they're one of the
luck of the draw, though.
Do you think they're one of the eight best teams?
Yeah, Witzel's 33.
Hey, he's been around for a minute, man.
One of the eighth best teams.
Almost 34 as well. He's 34 in
January. KDB's what, 30, 31?
France, Argentina, Brazil, Germany, Spain.
England.
Hutchinson is almost 40.
Portugal?
Yeah. That's a respect thing. That's an on paper thing.
It is on paper, to be fair. I hate Portugal's manager. He's trash.
What, Ronaldo or Santos?
Huh?
They got two managers, Santos and Ronaldo.
Oh. Both.
Cool. Lads, that is it. Day four, another upset. Tobes, as always, a pleasure. Suited and booted.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope.
And
not so from work, so
not so much.
I try. You know.
You did your thing. Always a pleasure, lads. Peace.
Podcast Network.